Flash Radio is a podcast from and about the GA 2007 in Heiligendamm, Germany. We will broadcast a daily half-hour news summary from the 2nd of June through to the 10th. For more information, go to www.flashradio.wordpress.com.
Welcome to Flash Radio, an alternative radio news feed during the 2007 G8 summit in Rostock. Today has seen more protests and actions around the city, with a focus on migration rights and demands for freedom of movement and equal rights for all. Since 8 this morning, 2,000 people gathered at a German government immigration department complex in Rostock. Numbers grew throughout the day. Meanwhile, a further 1,500 people gathered in the city of Lichtenhagen to remember the Vietnamese workers who were killed in a 1992 neo-Nazi attack on a refugee hostel there. Despite police provocation, including the arrest of 53 people and the deployment of water cannons, today's protests have been overwhelmingly peaceful, ending with music at the city's harbour. In cities across Europe and the USA, anti-G8 solidarity protests have also been taking place. Before we get into today's details, here is a brief summary of yesterday's key events. 80,000 people took to the streets to highlight their concern at the billion-dollar biotech industry, and camps accommodating growing numbers of protesters were filling to bursting point, with more than 6,000 people staying at one camp alone. Now from Rostock, Flash Radio's correspondents have been trying to find out why migrants and migrant support groups have converged on the G8 summit today.
Early this morning, Monday, June 4th, thousands demonstrated in recognition of how the G8 affects migration and border issues. I joined hundreds of people at the Sunflower House, just a short walk away from the Rostock-Lichtenhagen station. In August 1992, neo-Nazis attacked this refugee center with rocks and proceeded to set the building block on fire. Thousands of locals watched in approval while police actions were ineffectual in stopping the hate crimes. Inside, where the fire raged, about 100 trapped Vietnamese refugees struggled to escape. This morning, a diverse array of speakers and demonstrators stood in front of Sunflower House to remember these events so many years ago. 15 years later, race and migrant relations haven't improved. We'll hear firsthand from several speakers who will draw the link between such racially motivated hate crimes and the global migration policies advocated by the G8.
Okay, personally, I was a refugee earlier here in Mecklenburg-Vorpommern. I lived in the Jungleheim for about 12 years before I got married. And then I'm now living in Bremen. So I initiated almost all the actions going on in the state of Mecklenburg-Vorpommern. I was able to work with some other refugees. We have made a lot of protests in the Heim where I was living earlier called Pershing. In Pashim. So this Asylheim is just in the middle of the forest. There is no road. Electricity supply is not regular. The nearest Nakban, that is where the Dutch people are living, is about 4 kilometers. The nearest bus stop is about 4.5 kilometers. The nearest supermarket is about 10 kilometers. The nearest train station is about 38 kilometers. You can imagine it. So, and refugees will have to walk by foot to all these very places. So with all these things going on, the refugees, we organized ourselves and we said that something must be done. We started to write letters to the authorities, to the press, and many press were there and they reported positively. In this way, we were able to get in contact with many anti-racist groups and we were able to make some series of actions which led to the closure of about 5 Asylheims in this state of Mecklenburg-Vorpommern. There is one container Asylheim in Schwerin, Goris. The other Asylheim is Pershing. The other one is Tram. The other one is in Bad Doberan, that is Ratio in Bad Doberan. There is another one in Damgardenzaal. This is another military camp, a former Nazi deserted military camp. But that is not all. Then the refugees and migrants are facing really critical situations. The police and the beholder and the authorities, they collaborated and do something I may call kidnap. So the police and the beholder, they from time to time go to the refugee camps where the foreigners are living in the middle of the night, maybe around 3 a.m., and open their door, get them, pick them, and that is all. Some were picked. That's the end. Some were disappeared, and a lot of things going on. Some people will go to the beholder to renew their visa, and some of them will go, they will not come back. Some people will go, they will be giving them one day. And with this kind of racist law of residence fleet, they use this system to trap the refugees and put them in isolation and in the home without movement. If they go out of the Landkreis, they will be arrested and they will be put in the prison and in some occasions give a penalty or they call it strafe, which they will not be able to pay. And there is another big problem of Gushen system. The Gushen system here, this I personally call it open racism. Gushen system is open racism. Because if you go to the supermarket with this Gushen, you can never, it's written Euro. And I call it fudge or the false Euro, the falsified Euro. Give it to foreigners. Foreigners will go to supermarket, and not every supermarket, to some few supermarkets. They will use it to buy something, and you can never get change of maybe, for example, you buy something of 15 euro. You give Gushen of 20 euro. You can never get the change back. The people who are working in the supermarket, they don't go to school, they are not lawyers, but they can quote the law, telling you the law of Gushen. And in this way, they are mishandling the refugees, and in some cases, they will torture the refugees physically. And when this case go to court, it will end in nothing. Instead of a normal legal process, the refugee will be arrested and then deported, and that is the end of the case. So with all these things, the G8 countries, why we are really strongly against them is because they are the main terrorists we have in this whole world today. And why I call them the most terrorist countries is because these are the producers of chemical, biological weapons. These are the producers of panzers. These are the producers of jet fighters and jet bombers. And all atomic weapons. These are the producers. And when they produce it, they will sell it to tyrants. They will sell it to dictators. You go to Africa, you see a lot of tyrants. You see a lot of dictators. They sell it to rebels. And everywhere, war. They are causing, with these things they are producing, they use it to cause wars, and people are running away from their country to different countries to seek for refuge. And on coming to all these G8 countries who are producing all these things, they will be kicked. They will be asked to go back. They will be put in prison. They will be isolated. They will be they will not be taken care of. And this is why we are strongly against G8.
Well, now the special police forces wanted to escalate the situation. First, the Berlin police came, and the Berlin police could be stopped because the lawyers could talk to them. But then the special Bavarian command came and had heavy arguments with the Bavarian police and wanted to intervene. So the Berlin police had really to stop them. Now the Bavarian police withdrew and are checking for another way into the demo. I still have the feeling they want to escalate. And the people who make the demonstration have made statements that everything has to be peaceful here, that we want the demo to be peaceful, we want no violence. And even the people who put posters on the foretop of Ausländerbehörde, they came down from the roof because the police demanded this. So everything from the demonstrator side is very cooperative, and we want to be peaceful here in the protest. And we have to see if the Bavarian special forces understand that or whether they escalate that. They have the military power to escalate everything here. We don't have. So I hope it stays peaceful.
I'm just going to do a quick summary of what we have seen today. Basically, the kind of organized march or demonstration was supposed to leave at 2 p.m. From the refugee camp or refugee site, and it was going to go towards Rostock to the city harbour. But there were lots of incidences in the main of Rostock town, so the police stopped the demo going into town, and then suddenly there was a spontaneous action walking towards the camp, and it looks like everyone is now at loggerheads. There are police cars facing one way and there are other police cars facing the other way, and they've just stopped dead right in the middle near Parkstraßen, and we'll just see what's going to happen.
Opposition to the G8 summit is continuing to be violently repressed by the authorities. Since Saturday, there have been at least 315 arrests. Today, a migrants' right demonstration in Rostock was violently quashed. Police ID checkpoint was set up next to the detention centre in the town, and police have also been carrying out random stop and searches at train stations. They have also been stopping groups of people and buses on their way to the demonstrations. There are accounts of police abuses, including protesters being hit inside trains. The police apparatus is overwhelming, as witnessed by our reporters on the streets.
Teresa, can you tell me what you just saw? We're at the refugee camp. Can you just describe what you saw?
Yes, we are absolutely surrounded by police. It is really claustrophobic here. There is about three different kinds of types of police. Some are green looking like Robocop. There is water cannon. There is also a stage in a van where people are planning to play music, and people are passing messages to the crowd. And apparently the demo is being delayed because people were late. We have to be absolutely alert, because we don't know from where the problem is going to start, and it is really, the police look like they are really, ready to smash anyone.
The march is coming down Parkstrasse, and there is three water cannons just arrived. There is a lot of police. Police are running. And we are wondering, because the protesters are just dancing and being happy in the demo, and why is all this police show up?
Today's actions and protests were centered around migration and the movement of people globally. There was initially supposed to only be one demonstration in front of the refugee camp at Satovarstrasse. There were speeches by various refugees, and then world music played from a sound system and food was given out. Altogether, a peaceful protest. It was to show solidarity for those in the camp. It was supposed to move off towards Rostock city harbour, but instead we saw mass mobilisations of brute strength from the police. They deliberately stopped the demo from moving off after telling people to go, or they will use their water cannons. There were spontaneous marches towards the refugee camp that totally confused the police. The spontaneous group was a small crowd of only perhaps 200 people. We then witnessed another layer of brute strength that sandwiched them in, and yet more police vans over an hour came screeching and speeding towards a deadlocked traffic jam situation. We heard from reports later that the demo slowly moved to Rostock, but the police nearly outnumbered the protesters at one point with their sea of white helmets and green uniforms. For us who were there on the ground and talking to local people who thought that the police were just showing off and getting ready for something much bigger in days to come. The demo was never any real threat to the police. Today's police repression was at an all-time high.
As day three at the G8 in Rostock closes, protesters and summit organisers are bracing themselves for further actions. Our reporter in the town sent us this roundup of today's events.
This is the repression forecast for Monday, 4th of June at 23:30. There was a downpour of police repression today, smothering pink fluff and good-intentioned clouds. The heavy green clouds almost outweighed the pink in some areas. Hopes are that this is not a sign of things for the coming days, as the pink fluffy clouds might develop into storm clouds. Frequent stop checks across all fronts producing long delays and poor progress. Most thunderous system expected arrival tomorrow, leading to further trouble. Situation in fence border area still unclear, building up much speculation. German courts still passing the decision between one another as to whether winds or resistance forces of any sort allowed within 7 kilometres. Large build-up of protesters expected, whatever the weather. Despite the overcast outlook, sunny spells and effective protests hoped for.